All right, Minister Ricky, are you still on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, sir. We can hear you, and we can hear you loud and clear, and we just want you to let go, let God, allow the Lord to use you. So at this time, I present to everyone on this line, Minister Ricky Bolden. God bless you.
Bless you, everyone. I'm so honored to be here this afternoon. I thank God for a wonderful day. I thank God for this season. I thank him for everything he's doing in the lives of his people. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this evening, Lord, thanking you for another day. Thank you, Lord, because you've always made ways out of no ways, and we thank you. Lord, less of me and more of thee this afternoon is what I'm praying for this afternoon, Lord. Thank you for this word that you gave me because you gave it to me first, Lord. Thank you for First Lady and Pastor and First Lady for inviting me to come down this afternoon, and I really appreciate everything that you all, that you have done in our lives and in the lives of our families, Lord. Bless the bereaved family, Lord. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord, for this word. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us this afternoon as well. I ask you these blessings and count them done by faith. Use me, Lord, in thy service. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much. Tonight's subject, if I had to try to put something on it, it would be called Give God the Glory. It's coming from 1 Thessalonians. We're going to start off at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 12. I started writing and I couldn't seem to stop, and I was like, Lord, thank you, because it could have been the other way around. It says in verse 12, we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very high in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among ourselves. Paul in this passage is saying them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord, he is referring to the elders and the deacons, but mainly he's referring to the pastors. The pastors now more than ever, they mainly need your support. How can we honor them? By expressing your appreciation. Tell your pastor how you appreciate them and how they've been a great help to with their leadership and the teaching, and thank them for their ministry in your life. Paul is saying if you don't say nothing, how will they know what you stand for? Excuse me. Remember, they need and they deserve your love, and they need your support as well. Not only that, but your local church needs your support. Support your local church. Don't be afraid to come out and give and do what you need to do. He goes on to verse 14 to say, now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient to all men. People are going through things right now. Encourage and build them up. Pray for them and let them know that you're praying for them and let them know that you love them. Let them know that they're not alone and that God loves them as well. And then remember the hearing. I remember years ago, saints, I heard a poem by Maya Angelou. In this poem, she's a famous poet from the 70s and the 80s. She had a poem out that was called I Know Why the Caged Bird Sing. I never quite understood it, probably because I was too young or too naive at the time. But I see a little clearer now. Sometimes when you finish climbing over one mountain, look like here comes another one. And I remember a time I was even scared to even pick up the phone, wondering what the next thing would bring. But I've learned, saints, that no matter what we go through, we're still truly blessed. We're still here. Sometimes the best thing you can do is to stand up. We can't just lay down and just lay there. We have to get up and stand up, and we can show the world that we've been changed. We can get up and move around, brush yourself off, let the world know that they can't count you out. The enemy's not going to win this one because he's already defeated. Because when you got the Lord on your side, you're a winner. It says in Ephesians 6, 12, and 13, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all you can do, stand therefore. Stand on God's holy word. Let the world know, for God I live and for God I die. I move on to my eternal home, and many times the best thing you could do is stand alone. But you know, how do you know? How do you, saints, you know that you're not alone because God is with you. And when he is for you, when God is for you, he's more than this whole world against you. Stand and pray a prayer. Stand and sing a song." I was talking in the store to a young lady this past Monday, and poor thing, she's lost so much. She's lost relatives and people close to her. Look like everybody around her, she said, is gone on home. And many times I told her, I said, "Whatever you do, please don't stop singing." This particular young lady, I'm not going to call her name, but I love to hear her sing. I love to hear her sing. And don't you know, saints, that when we sing a song, many times it reflects the part of our testimony. Stand and tell the world, "I was lost, but now I'm found. That God changed my life and I've never been the same." Stand and testify and tell the truth. Tell the world that what you see in me, God did it. This home I live in, God built it. And he allows me to live here. Your job that you're on right now, God put you in that position. And you stay there until God tells you to move. Do the work he has sent you there to do. Because God knows what's best for us. This stuff we got, these things we got, hold them with a loose hand because God gave them to you to use. God gave us all these things here. And I can't live without it. I can't live without the Lord. I can't breathe without the Lord. He is my living water. I remember having visitors that come around. They were asking me, "How did you get this right here?" I got this because of the Lord. The Lord blessed me with this. The Lord blessed me with that. This stuff you see is nothing compared to how good God is. These are material things. I got to leave this world one day and leave all this stuff behind, but I ain't got to leave Jesus because he's holding my hand. I cry out to the Lord and let the lost in the world know that God is good. And what he's done for me, he'll do for you too. What he's done for others, he'll do for you too. I'm no better than nobody else. I'm a child of the King. I'm not perfect, but I am redeemed. Many times people don't just want to hear your testimony. They want to see it. They want to see how good God has been to you. They want to see how it is. It used to be a time where people would walk around and they would do what some people call pole mouthing, and they had their head down, and I'm a Christian. No, hold your head up. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Brush yourself off. Don't walk around looking pitiful and ashy. Get up and do something. Let the world know I'm here. I look back at and I say like David said in Psalms 34, and 8, he said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him." I like how it says in the Amplified version. It says in the Amplified version, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord, our God, is good. How blessed, fortunate, prosperous, favored by God, is the man that takes refuge in him." And this is true. I can park right here and tell the world that we've been blessed. And God did it. Nobody has healed my body, saints. You all know me. You know who I am. Nobody healed me but God. Nobody is healing the members of our church, the members of our community, but God. Yes, the doctors are good, but who gave the doctors this knowledge? Yes, the medicine is good, but who gave the pharmacist the brains to invent this stuff? Not only did he heal me, he saved us. He washed us. He changes us. He rearranges the way we think, because a lot of times the battles that we go through are in our mind. We can go back with David when he said in verse 1, in chapter 34, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Why, you ask, do you have the praise in your mouth? Why do you ask that? You may be in the cage, but I'm still singing. I'm still praising the Lord no matter what I go through. I'm not alone. Sometimes God is just keeping you in a place where he can hide you in the secret of his tabernacle. He's hiding you in the pavilion. He's hiding you from the enemy. He's preparing you for something that you may can't handle. He's preparing you for your future. He's giving you time to think. He's giving you time to stay still and know that he's God. That's what he's doing a lot of times, and we don't understand it. Oh, you think that you're alone. You're not alone. God is there with you. I'm glad you asked the question, why do you praise? Why do you ask this? I'm glad you asked it because David said, this poor man cried out to the Lord, and he heard me. God heard me when I was in that cage singing, saints. He heard me singing out, I need you, Lord, I need you. I need you, Lord. Every hour, Lord, I need you. I was singing out to the Lord, and he heard my cry. That's why I praise him. That's why I can give him the glory and the honor. That's why I don't mind sometimes the things that we go through. The singer Lee Williams said, hills and more hills. Because I know God is with me, and he knows what's best for us. He knows what our future holds. He heard, yeah, he hears our cry. Not only that, he hears your cry as well, saints. He knows in him, he's there with you in the midnight hour, standing over top of you. When you're wringing your hands, you don't know which way to go. God already knows what the next day is going to bring. It's going to bring a beautiful day like it does. You're going to be strong. Be strong and know that he is God. That a lot of times you think nobody knows what you're going through. We know what you're going through, and we're praying for you. That's why we know. We're praying for you. You got saints that are in the gap for you praying. He hear you, cry, and he hear you singing out to him. God came in and saved me, and he came out and saved David out of all of his troubles. And guess what, saints? He'll save you too. All you have to do is cry out and be honest with the Lord and with yourself. Confess your sins and ask God to forgive you, and he'll save you. But don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late. Don't stop saying, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till next Sunday. I'm going to wait till this. Give your heart to the Lord. Give it to him while you're in your good health. Give it to him while you got your strength. Give it to him while you're still here. It's not too late. People are leaving this world. You come to Jesus. God pays attention to those who call on him, and he'll help you escape trouble, and he'll help you in times of trouble. All you have to do is be honest with him and call out to him. Ask him to forgive you of your sins, and he will. Believe in him. Have faith. Have faith in God. You can be certain that he always hears and acts on behalf of those who love him. Do you love the Lord? Don't wait till Sunday to give your testimony. Tell it every chance you get. Let your light shine. Tell it in the store. If somebody asks you how you're doing, they say, God did it. I'm walking like this again because God blessed me to walk like this. I'm growing. I'm doing the things I'm doing because God did this right here for me. How you doing? God will do it for you too. I believe in him that he'll do it for you too. Never stop giving God the glory. Be a living sacrifice. By living a life that's pleasing to God. Don't worry about what people say about you. Let them talk. You tell Jesus and he'll fix it. David said, the angel of the Lord encamps around them that fear him, and he delivereth them. Have faith and believe in God. Have that kind of faith like they have in Hebrew, that Hebrew 11 faith. There are two words that describe our faith. Confidence and certainty. These two qualities need a secure beginning and an end. The beginning point of the faith is believing in God's character, that he is who he say he is. The end point and believe in God's promise, that he will do what he said he'll do. If he said he's going to fix it, God will fix it. He said, oh, taste and see that he is good, and I believe in him. Thank you, saints, for your time. Thank you for sharing this testimony with me this afternoon. Thank you for coming out and listening and dialing in wherever you may be right now. Will you please just pray with me? Just pray with me, Lord, and say, Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us and keeping us, Lord. Give us the strength that we need, Lord. Give us the faith that we need, Lord. Give us a mind like you, Lord. Let this mind that is in us be in you, Lord. Let your Holy Spirit direct us in the way that we need to go. Lord, you are welcome in our lives, Lord. Heavenly Father, you're welcome in our lives. Jesus Christ, you're welcome in my life. Lord, Heavenly, the Holy Spirit, you're welcome to come into our lives and take control. Build us up that we may be torn down, Lord. Fix what needs to be fixed, Lord. Fix our sins. Forgive us of our sins. And forgive us of all our unrighteousness, Lord. Lord, we love you. We need you, Lord. We're crying out to you, Lord, like never before, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. We appreciate all you've done, Lord. And we appreciate all you're going to do that we don't even know about. But we believe in you, Lord, because you are our Father. We're crying out to you, Lord. The only Father I've ever known, Lord. You have been nothing but good to me, Lord, and I appreciate you. Lord, heal us, Lord. Bless the heal the bereaved family, Lord. Let them know that you're God and God alone, Lord. Help those who are brokenhearted. Help those who are incarcerated, both in their minds and in their bodies, Lord. Help the ones in the nursing home that's looking out the window, wondering would anybody ever come to see them again, Lord. Help them, Lord, because you are there. You're a lifter of heads, Lord. I know it, Lord. You're a fixer of brokenhearted, Lord, because you fixed ours many times before, and you're going to do it again. Tell the angels I'm on my way. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for letting us walk through these days with our head up, Lord, even though we may not feel the way we should. You are our God, and we trust you, Lord. Bless our pastor and first lady. Bless their families, Lord. Give them the strength that they need, Lord, to lead us in the direction that we need to go, Lord. Lord, I love you and I trust you. And I know that you can do anything but fail. You don't make mistakes, Lord. You're too perfect for that. So I just want to say thank you. That I'm grateful for all that you've done, not only for me, but for my friends and my family. Thank you, Lord, for healing the father of our church. Thank you, Lord, for healing the mother of our church, Lord. Help us, Lord, and continue to use us as you see fit. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. First Lady, I want to say thank you. Thank you, First Lady.
God bless you. Yes. God bless you, Minister Ricky Bolden. Just so blessed. Praise God. I'm just going to unmute these lines. Praise God.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. So I've just unmuted the lines, and I just thank God. I praise the Lord. Yes, I praise God for everybody on this line. This such an anointed message tonight, and we just pray. I mean, we want to take a moment just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We just thank you, God. We thank you for the minister that ministered tonight. God, we thank you, Lord, because you love us. God, we thank you, Lord, because you never leave us. You never forsake us. You're with us always, even to the end of the world. God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We just thank you for this opportunity. We can come together and we can pray unto you, Father. We thank you, Lord. Lord, because you are wonderful. You are so good. You're a mighty God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we praise your holy name tonight. My
thank you,
God,
Lord.
I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise
thank
God.
You.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just
thank
want
you,
to
Lord.
Thank Minister Ricky Bolden for taking the time and coming on the Dream Team prayer line and ministering such a wonderful message, such an encouraging message, talking about give God the glory. And I just listened to as you were ministering. I thank the Lord for you, Minister Ricky, how you you encourage the body of Christ. We need that encouragement. And we don't get that from the world, but we get it from within. And that's what the scripture says. Encourage one another with these words. And you encourage us to love one another. You encourage us to pray one for another. I heard the word tonight as you were ministering. Not only encourage others, but encourage yourself that we can make it. Glory to God. And the scripture tells us that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. And you ministered about we overcome by the word of testimony and the blood of the Lamb because God is just that good. And I thank God for the testimonies. And then one of these days we're going to open this line for the testimonies. We've been praying, but we also need to take the time to hear testimonies for the people who call in week after week and be able to talk about and not ashamed to say that God is good. God has been good to me. Amen. And we thank God that we can exercise faith in God and we can believe him. Amen. So I just want to encourage Minister Ricky Bowler, you continue to minister the word of God. Continue to give God the praise. And I thank God because he's telling us, the word is telling us, be thankful unto God and bless his holy name. And we're family. All that are on this line tonight, we are family. Praise God. And I just thank God that there is a wonderful kindred spirit on this line. And I praise God. There's a healing spirit. So I praise God that we need healing. By his stripes, we're already healed. Amen. Amen. We need encouragement. God gives us a word of encouragement because he is our comforter. And I just praise the Lord. And so, I want to thank Minister Ricky Bolden for ministering the word of God. I want to thank all of you that have called in. And we're praying that the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to encourage your heart as we pray one for another. And as he's prayed for also the bereaved families, because there's so many people that have lost loved ones and they're yet going through. But we know that we can come together and touch and agree, and we can hold each other up in prayer. So I just again thank you all for being on the line tonight, and I pray that when you hang up this line, that you would just continue to reflect on the goodness of the Lord and how much the Lord loves us and he cares for us. He's concerned about everything that we go through. We know that God is with us and he's with us always. So I want to say good night to you all tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. And as we say every week, continue to look up. Look up. Our redemption is drawing nigh. In other words, our redemption is drawing closer than when we first believed. Continue to look to the hills where our help comes from. All of our help comes from the Lord. May God continue to bless you, and may heaven smile upon you and your families as we continue to live for the Lord and give his name the praise. God bless you all, and have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.